you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't get hit break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
What is up, everybody? It is Legion of Skanks podcast. Come coming on. To you back live again from the stand. The Skanks are all together, everybody.
Finally.
Oh. We're back in a room together.
Am I crazy? Is my headphones on or does the audience suck?
No, the audience is good.
Were they good, dude, or were my headphones noise canceling?
No, they so suck, weird. Dude.
They were so good until you took your headphones
yeah,
off.
Yeah, they really, they stopped yeah. on a dime.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, because my headphones, these new headphones that we got because Whitney Cummins made fun of our headphones, these are noise-canceling headphones, and I can't hear the audience, and I don't know if we're doing good with them or not. I thought they didn't applaud. I was like, what's happening right now?
Well, you're bombing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. What you hear now is correct.
What's going on? My noise-canceling headphones are off. They still suck. Shut up, Bobby.
Well,
shut
everyone.
Up, laughy guy. We hate your laugh, you fucking bitch.
That was
everyone hates your laugh in life.
A great response from Bobby. They're noise-canceling headphones. You go, pull them off your ear a little bit.
It won't cancel so much. Everybody, you know that voice. We got Davey Smith in the house.
What the fuck is up? Oh, I'm excited for this one. My knees have never been closer together.
I feel like that was a shot at me. I'm down 30 pounds, by the way.
I sit outside. You look like you're dropping some pounds. You look good, buddy.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Of course, we have the reigning defending Ellis Mania champion, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, for some reason wearing sunglasses outside at night. Luis J. Gomez, everybody.
I'm sorry. If you guys could just clap a little bit louder, these are noise-canceling glasses that Luis is wearing.
I can't see their laugh. They're clapping. We have
dun, 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 dun. This is why I'm wearing glasses, because we're putting these people under the fucking radar.
Gotcha.
Under the radar?
Under the radar. It's a new saying that I came up with.
Under the radar is not a new saying. You're using it in a new way. I'm going to put the headphones on. We have an amazing lineup of guests today, everybody. First of all, from the RU Garbage podcast, it's the hilarious Kevin Ryan and H. Foley, everybody.
Oh, my
thank
God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
I don't think I have it on my phone here, but our other guest, everybody, you know him and love him. He's got a new special coming out.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. Everybody.
Woo. Past guest of RU Garbage.
Hell yeah, everybody. It's the hilarious Mike Cannon. Make some noise for Mike, please. Hey, bud.
What's up, pal?
Welcome back from all your vacations and gallivanting.
And working? You mean working the world?
Yeah. You know, when you go out and work the world.
Such
work the
an
world,
odd dude. Sense.
Under yeah. the radar.
I
working
work the
world,
under
dude.
The radar. I'll tell nobody.
You look so conspicuous in those sunglasses.
I just heard the word spick.
You conspic.
He called me a spick somehow in the middle of all that.
You conspicuous. We have a fantastic show today. Me and Lewis were talking on the phone this weekend and decided it's time that the Legion of Skanks brings back the lie detector.
Wait, what?
Dude, I hate this.
No.
I've listened to the episode where you guys did it, and I hated that.
Yeah. It was so uncomfortable.
Dude,
at least
I hated
at
every
least you
second.
You guys were cool enough to clear it with us five yeah. minutes before we walked in.
Yeah. What, am I going to give you time to mull it over?
I didn't even say hi to Jay. He's like, lie detector? I'm like, fuck.
Like, we won't fuck up your whole shit.
Listen to me, guys.
Wait, what are you talking about? We're not doing a lie detector.
If you're good, wait, what?
We decided we're never doing it again. It could ruin lives.
Oh, wait, we didn't include Dave in any of this planning, by the way.
Well, I'm on Dave's side then.
All right, Lewis and Jay, I'm the lie detector.
We literally, did you not know we were doing a lie detector?
How would I know?
I guess we never told you.
Dave, you got to come to our several meetings a week. No,
not in my contract, bro.
It wasn't no, it wasn't brought up to Dave. No, but we're not doing lie detector. Our
well, then
are.
I'm way in.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Well, then obviously, not. Great idea. This is why I skip the meetings.
Yeah, you like to be surprised. It's like waking up early on a weekend and when you were in school. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, no, lie detector. Oh, we get to watch lie detector. Nice. It's going to be a fun one. We got some great questions. We're going to dig into some shit.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. You guys, first of all,
no, we are not, dude. We are so not going to have a good time with this.
Kevin, unless you guys are pedophiles, you have nothing to worry about.
That's what I'm worried about.
Every question involves pedophilia.
What the fuck do you think I'm nervous for? Yeah, speeding tickets?
What if
you
we
idiot?
What if we are and we don't know yet?
Yeah. Oh, this would be.
I didn't know that girl was 16. She had a beard.
Jay is the only person that ever tried to ruin one of his friends' lives with a lie detector test.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
Jay,
yes,
Jay asked me, one of his questions to me was, have you ever spoken to a girl on an underage girl online for too long?
And he failed.
No, he did fine.
No, I passed. But if I had, it would have ruined
Imagine
my career.
Imagine if Lewis hadn't been a sociopath who couldn't pass a lie
detector
test. Sure,
yeah. Well, also, Foley's like, nah, I talked to them. They're going to play it cool. I'm like, no, they're not.
We are.
Like,
we are, though.
They're totally going to go for the kill, you
dude,
idiot.
Dude, I keep a thumbtack in my shoe. I press my foot on it.
I was going to make that reference. That's how Lewis beat it. Underage girl. Owie.
Never. I did, but I had sunglasses on.
Yeah. I couldn't see your beard.
Listen, you guys have nothing to worry about as long as you're upstanding citizens.
That's cool.
I did not agree to this at all.
What'd you say?
I still don't think I agreed to this.
We got Cannon to agree to it. We got Foley to agree to it.
That's two out of three. That's pretty good. Those are pretty good numbers. You're a salesman.
Dude,
you closed 66% of that deal.
That's a big fucking closing
that's
percentage.
That's pretty good.
Honestly, that
it's
is.
Nice.
Damn it, stop using my language. Stop tricking me into being
agreeing with
you. Check
me, dork.
Damn it, he knows if you're talking about closing
that's
percentages.
That's a good
like
way to make
it.
Friends and influence people, Lewis.
Yeah, look, we have the lie detector test, so we're going to do that. We have other things that we're going to talk about, right? What else are we going to talk about? You wanted to watch the Pat Dix and Gino fight.
Yeah, you just told me about it outside.
Yeah, dude. Pat,
why is Gino in so many fights?
Pat Dix and Punch Gino.
I think alcohol.
But Gino was the most lovable guy.
And Gino's also not the aggressor, but Gino can get you to the point where you want to punch him.
No, I can't possibly imagine that. I thought about it a few times.
Is this a game of
who's justified? Is this on video, Pat Dix and Punch
Gino? Oh, dude, oh my God. Who's most justified hitting Gino Bisconti?
That's a lie detector question.
We're not saying anybody is. We're saying that one of these men are
most.
Yes, technically.
Is this on recording that Pat and Gino fight?
Oh, yeah.
There's a video of Pat punching Gino.
It's like watching
there's
Clerks.
A video of
which
it.
Is hilarious because I would literally, if Pat and Gino wanted to fight me together, I would clunk their heads together like coconuts, like I was Andre the Giant.
Nyuk, 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 nyuk.
Shut up, you.
You beat him up fucking Three Stooges style.
Yeah, dude. I'm boing, boing.
I mean, I love both Pat and Gino. I don't know the story of their drama. I can't imagine either of them punching anybody.
No, yeah, I can't. It's very funny.
Was it in this week's crime report?
Local idiot gets punched. Town drunk gets knocked out.
Has Gino done Are You Garbage, or just we know the answer?
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing here?
Gino broke Are You Garbage. Yeah, you know, we've never seen a score like this.
It's like we got to stop doing the show. We figured it out. We found the one guy we've been searching for. No, I also love Gino, and I love Pat. I think they're both good dudes. I don't know what exactly happened to get them to the point where they got there. I think
Have they made up?
No, I don't think so. I think they're like going at
fired,
each other online,
right?
Dude. That's yeah, Pat awesome. Got fired for this. Anthony Cumia, who bit a child.
Okay.
Was Anthony Cumia had to fire somebody? Anthony Cumia.
That's a deep cut.
He was like, too far, Pat.
Oh, he goes, Pat, if you could have just
walked outside with your camera and dropped some N-bombs. I was going to pass this.
He can't fire Gino for racism, no. So he has to fire Pat for violence.
Yeah, no, obviously, I you know,
Pat's fired over this situation.
Back on fired, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but Anthony only fired him because that's how black people act.
He's like, you know what? Too far, Pat. It's like when
can you actually fire someone from a podcast fucking network?
Yeah, he did.
But don't they still have their podcast?
Yeah, remember Lewis fired Are You Garbage?
Yeah, dude. Took them right out the doors.
Only took 6 minutes. That's a record.
Yeah. That's how he told us.
Too far, guys. Enjoy your way more success. Enjoy your success somewhere else.
What are you, not profit sharing?
Don't let the door hit you. In the huge wallet in the back of your pants.
You're going to miss this $400.
Yeah.
We have the video?
Yeah, there's a video of Pat punching Gino. So they're at a bar.
Oh, Christ.
They're here.
They're happening in the 50s?
By the way, I think the reason...
At least it's HD.
I think they're...
Is that me sitting right there? What the fuck?
This video is produced by
Foley's in the left-hand corner.
I was just waiting on calamari
like
a gentleman.
More wings, please.
Hold on. Zoom in. No, I think that's Bill Russell winning the 68 Celtics championship right there.
Bobby, triangulate. Zoom in.
Enhance.
Digitize.
Wait, that's...
Enhance.
That's Gino. I mean, I'm strictly taking your word for it, but all right.
That's Gino? I thought that was a girl with big hair.
This is Super Mario in the original Donkey Kong movie or video game.
Somebody play Benny Hill.
Oh, Pat's walking.
You
like
can see the divorce
someone.
Court
Whoa,
suit.
He takes he almost took the jacket off.
Gino's like, "Hey, buddy."
Bam. Oh,
wow!
And then Pat goes, "What did he say? He said something." I forget what he said. Somebody.
Gino's Pat's like, "He punched me." I think.
Wait, this is the weirdest fucking punch I've ever seen.
That's crazy.
Bang!
Ooh. Oh, fuck! Wow.
Dude, that was a Will Smith stutter step before connection.
What was the hands well, Gino up actually thing. Does that little four-way step they used to do in old movies.
Yeah, Pat comes in. Mer.
What was Pat's hand gesture after he hit him?
I think he shook out his hand. Like,
yeah, he was like, "Hey,
okay,
so, no
repercussion." Oh no, maybe he said sorry to the person that Gino kind of banged into.
There's Gino. Now, Gino ended up, he broke his jaw.
He broke his
did
jaw?
He really? I mean, he did. Really? I'll tell you, he did. He put everything he had into the
now, how's he going to say
he didn't
the N-word
pop
now?
He fucking,
yeah. He broke his jaw.
You could say it. Honestly, you don't really need to open your mouth to say the N-word.
Okay.
You can say it through gritted teeth pretty easily.
Wait,
most people do.
All right. Jeff Dunham.
Just go to N-E-O-T-B.
That's kind of how most people say it, dude.
Do it Jeff Dunham style.
You throw your voice that way.
The jalapeno said that, not me. Now, on a stick. Thank you for the Jeff Dunham fans out there.
I apologize if everyone knows this and I don't. Why did fucking Pat?
I didn't know about this.
I really don't know.
Something was going on where premeditated. He went to the bar to punch Gino.
Yeah,
it's not like they got into a thing.
I think that's
Gino
why
said, Pat
him.
Said Breonna Taylor was innocent.
Oh no.
You don't say that about a man on the Anthony Cumia Network.
What? You know the whole story? All right, so we can spill some tea. Give him a microphone.
By the way, you're a fucking rat, just so you know. Tell the story, but you're a rat.
I want to hear it.
All right. The jury's in. G. Mike's garbage.
This is all public knowledge. It's he had his ex-girlfriend.
There's
on
seven
the show,
people
Gino.
That care about this, by the way. I wouldn't say it's public knowledge. Gino has forgotten about it.
News I missed the 60 Minutes interview.
Three of them are the Berg family.
Yes, that's Gino had Pat Dixon's ex-girlfriend on. I don't know her name.
Yeah, Gino had his, but I think Pat was like having problems with this chick, and he was like, "Yeah, don't have her on the show."
Yeah, he
and then Gino was like,
"Not to." When Gino pushed his buttons, like, "Oh, what would happen if I did?" And then did
yeah.
It anyway.
Yeah.
So oh then, well, in that case,
I would punch him just for putting a woman on any sort of platform.
What are they, L.A. podcasters?
Yeah, so I think that's all.
I like it, Mikey.
So
got
Gino,
so what's the back and forth online there?
I don't know. They don't like each other now, and they're going back and forth.
I guess. Yeah.
You don't say.
Now?
I don't know, man.
Now
I,
there's a thing.
I don't know. I've threatened to punch all of you guys. You know, whatever. You let bygones be bygones.
Is Gino okay?
Did he
mentally?
Really break
no, he's a psychopath. Did he talk to Gino? Yeah, no, he's okay, I think, now. I think he's back on the air now. I texted Gino during
But his jaw was broke.
He's doing his Kanye Through the Wire podcast.
Excuse me. Is Gino okay? He's bigger than ever.
Yeah. Have you seen the music video?
No.
Just think of all the black suits he's going to win in the lawsuit.
All right.
You know what? Fuck you guys.
No, I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I texted him. I texted him during it, and he was fine during it.
Piece of shit.
So yeah, but he's back on the air. He's doing a show.
Damn.
And I think Pat's doing his show off of Compound Media.
Just doing it by himself.
Yeah. It's a podcast.
Damn, I want to know.
It's pretty. Everyone's like, dude, fuck Luis J. Gomez. He'll give you a podcast. You don't need to be given a podcast.
Yeah. Is the podcast out with you giving people podcasts?
I haven't given anybody. They can also just do the podcast. Just upload it.
That is a good point. It's not like Lewis gives you the $65 USB mic. You could just get that.
He also pays the hosting fee. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it does suck. You don't want to see your friends fight. I like Pat and Gino.
I love both those guys. That's fucking crazy.
I would love to watch them fight.
Actually, that is true. I'd love to watch all my friends fight.
That would be
fantastic. But you don't want to. Here's what you don't want to watch. You don't want to watch somebody not put up a fight and get hit. Yeah. There's nothing like
that.
If these two guys just wanted to go at it, I'd be front and center rooting for them. Like, yeah, let's go to Los Mania. Let's go.
I think Kevin and Foley will agree with this.
Oh God.
Because Gino's very. He was always kind of like to make a Philly guy to me, like one of the Philly guys.
But sure.
The way he took that punch and didn't fight back, that was very Delaware.
Yeah, that's 302 right there, baby. That ain't 215.
He just showed all of his Delaware in that. He fucking held his chops and walked off.
Tightened his bandana and went to the bathroom.
I'll give him that. He took the punch.
Take the punch.
Yeah.
For a jawbreaker,
he
stayed up.
And if it did break his jaw, he might have taken that. And like he didn't fall or nothing like that. But he might have been like, fuck.
If you break your jaw, you're not going to be like, well, let's get back in there.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing longtime sponsors now here at the Legion of Skanks. And, of course, that is Fume. Pronounced Fume, spelled F-U-M with those cool Motley Crue umlauts. Fume is a non-electronic natural solution to quitting smoking, I think.
Yeah, it's like a vape that comes from the woods. Imagine God made a vape all natural.
Imagine there was no electricity. And man hadn't discovered nicotine.
Yes.
And all he had was the fine Canadian forest.
Fume.
But he was addicted to cigarettes.
Yeah.
And needed a way to quit.
Fume, the Amish jewel, everybody. It's like better, safer, and a natural way to quit cigarettes, everybody. They have these cores you put inside, and some of them are made to help you quit smoking.
Specifically.
That's the most famous one is the, what is it called?
Conquer core.
Conquer core, yeah. It's got the black pepper in it. All things that satiate the and quell the need to smoke. So
but they have a bunch of different cores, by the way. They have ones that help for relaxation, energy, all that.
Absolutely.
They have one that makes you funnier than Mike Feeney.
There's no artificial flavors. No
there was no core in that fume. You were just naturally funny.
A coreless fume. If there's no core in your fume, did you even vape?
It was you the whole time.
you thought it was the fume.
There's no artificial flavors, no harmful chemicals, no nicotine at all. It's an amazing product. If you're a smoker or an ex-smoker who still struggles with cravings, Fume is the perfect tool for you. And right now, if you go to Breathe Fume, BREATHEFUM, breathefume.com/Legion, and use the promo code Legion, you're going to save 10% off your entire order. That's an amazing deal.
Hell yeah.
10% off. You're going to save on cigarettes. You're not buying. And you get to save on your initial purchase of Fume. It's 10% off the entire order. When you go to Breathe Fume, BREATHEFUM.com/Legion, promo code Legion, 10% off your order. Come on. All right. Let's get back into it.
What's the closest you've ever been to punching me? Because it's the closest we've all been to punching each other.
Oh, this is my kind of question.
To hitting you?
Yeah. To hitting me. The closest you've ever been.
I don't know.
Dude, soup argument, boat.
Soup.
Soup argument boat.
No.
Didn't you guys just step
this is
out?
Like Mad Libs.
Well, yeah, but the closest?
The closest.
The closest was like, yeah, I didn't.
Didn't you guys both step outside and then both cry to each other?
He was just, seriously. This is, you disrespect me all the time.
When Lewis said, no, I didn't think at all that
that's
we were going
to
be
really a really tight friend when you could just step outside and cry.
You both cry.
We didn't cry. Cry.
You're
we
both at the brink.
You're ready to punch each other. But
we laughed almost immediately. But
no, but the thing, it was a really long walk down
very
the hall.
Very long walk.
From with the argument
gotta wait
at the
for
table.
An elevator and stuff.
We were at the argument at the table to get
meet me
out.
9 blocks away.
So yeah, I said, I was like, let's go talk about it outside. Then just like, let's go. And we literally go. And it was such a long walk. By the time we got to the doors, like literally Wayne
it's
and-
it's crazy long.
Wayne and Christine were like in the
some weather we're having, huh?
You both gassed out. You both stopped at a Dwayne Reed.
You got a lighter on you? Oh, let's go back.
By the time we got out to the deck of the boat, we were both already laughing about what idiots we looked like. Goes to Wayne and
we said, right away, we go, everyone at that table thinks for sure we came out here to fist fight.
Wait, the deck of a boat? What, you guys
we were on a cruise.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
an
just
cruise?
Jay doing King of the World at the front.
It was hold my hips.
Who gets into a fight on a cruise?
Yeah.
No, because we wanted to get soup. And Jay didn't. No,
oh, that makes it cool.
I know. I
wanted. Guys, it was about soup.
I told you I wanted the salad. Come on.
The fight is literally. It's just an exact fight of our personalities. It's our personalities just being different. That's all it was. Yeah. It was nothing.
It was more
about
this. No, Christine. Him and he was wanting to go get some food.
Yes, blame the
woman. No, no. And then I was like, I'm going to stop and get soup. And then Christine was like, I'll also stop and get soup. And Jay thought it was the most retarded thing on earth that his friends going to walk around walking around with bowls of hot soup.
Especially on a boat in high seas.
Here's what happened.
But hold on, let me say this. Listen.
That's the worst snack to have on a boat.
Jay was just smart and knew you'd spill it on
no,
him.
No, he literally,
Jay's like, I got to go to a corn concert with my two friends who have bowls of soup in their hand.
He really couldn't get mad at me for this soup because it's ridiculous. He doesn't really have that sort of control over me. So his girlfriend,
yes,
though,
do.
He does. Oh, yeah. So he got really mad at Christine, and they started arguing over it. And then it just, I said.
Oh, so that was like a mirror of what you wanted to say to Lewis.
Yes, yes. And then I was like, if he wasn't over here bitching about the soup, and it was like, don't say I'm bitching.
I'm going to tell you something.
And when I said the word bitching, that's when his fucking demeanor changed.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Jay draws the line at minestrone.
It's weird places I can think. It's like someone used the term bitching. You're bitching. Like,
he's like, are you calling me a bitch? What do you say?
So,
I bitch?
You're not calling him a bitch, but it's very close.
It is.
Your next door
neighbor. He turned into Joe Pesci. He's like, what, you fuck me? You want to bend me over?
You want to kiss me on the mouth? I'm so sweet. I'm so cute. No, here's what happened. This is true.
Lewis just told a foreman story. He goes, no, this is what happened.
No, he's not wrong.
We weren't even on a boat.
we were on dry land.
And it was actually a stew.
It was a Ruth Chris, landlocked. No, we went to the thing. So here's the thing. I really genuinely, and this sounds so dumb, I backload my food on a day. I eat it all generally at night. I'm trying to get better just as I get older. But I don't eat during the day. So when everybody wants to go get food in the afternoon, I'm like, okay, let's go get lunch. So we go to the buffet, and we're walking around the buffet for a while.
So already, Jay's he's mad
guy.
That people are eating earlier than the night.
Not mad.
Crazy. It's not even 5 p.m.
Not mad. Just kind of like, sure, okay, let's go. Then we go in there and
you
just
get
walking
food?
Around
sun's
there.
Still up.
All right. What kind of bizarro world are you living in?
We're not in the bathroom in the dark. What are you doing?
I typically wait for magic hour.
You're not far off.
Yeah. That's what I do, my eating. When no one's watching.
Lay on my tummy, have some tummy time and eat. So we were walking around the buffet, and then it's like, oh, well, you know, there's like restaurant upstairs that we can go to also. For seeing this, they go, oh, let's go upstairs, like the restaurant or whatever it is, like the free buffet. Really?
Didn't you just die doing one of these?
This could end up with me and Jay in another fight. I know where this goes.
No, not at all. You weren't far off of the thing, but just what it
I
is.
Get two suits.
My.
No,
I often, when me and Christine are arguing, I often say, and it's true, they should be brother and sister. They have the same fucking
awesomeness.
Nope. Their thing is, that's like the pet peeves of mine, they have the same exact, Christine and Lewis. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's the same.
Don't tickle the balls.
Yeah, neither of them play with balls enough. No, we were, so they were going and they go, oh, let's go up to the other place then, check the other buffet. Like, okay, let's go. Then as we're going, Lewis goes, I'm going to grab some soup to walk around with, which I go, man, that's so Lewis and dumb to walk around a fucking hook. He wants to walk around a cruise.
You're on a
bowl
cruise. Lewis wants some walk around soup.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it. Some road soup.
They go to put it in a bag. He's like, no. Yeah. I'm going to wear these out.
And then correct.
But he hated it. But it just wasn't
Lewis
enough
gets
of a,
it, but I'm more just like, that's yeah. very Lewis.
He rolls his eyes.
Christine goes, he goes okay. Oh, yeah, good idea. I'm going to grab some too. I go, it's not a good idea. It's a Lewis idea. And please don't walk around. I thought you want to go to another place and eat. She goes, she almost has like a, well, I can't have a walking around soup. I go, I guess you can, but you look like a fucking fool.
How do you even eat soup while you're walking?
On a
understand.
Boat.
Dude,
like, you're, not, yeah. All the, of the these things are in
sync. He's not a robo.
You sip it. You don't do a spoon.
That is a good
point.
You're
still at the dock. I mean, it's like,
you don't do a spoon. You sip it like a...
What?
But you need two hands to sip a soup. You can't sip a soup.
I started this story, by the way, being like, Lewis is right. Jay was being a little controlling. And when Lewis said, you sip it, I go, Jay should have punched Lewis in the fucking face.
Slap the soup right out of his hand.
To walk around with two soup people both, sipping soup out of a bowl.
Not just soup.
It was one of the better things. The food sucked on this boat. It was one of the better things you could
get. It was weird that it was soup, but not just soup. They also both grabbed two bags each of the oyster crackers.
You must have some oyster crackers.
That's insane.
With the soup.
I'll give you the
it's
soup.
It's
maybe.
Insane to not have
crackers
with
and walking soup.
Hang on. Did
now I'm on Lewis's side.
Yeah, I think it was.
I'm an oyster cracker man.
I think it was a brothy soup though. It wasn't a creamy soup.
Oh,
it was
gross.
A creamy soup. What type of soup? It was like a cream
clam
of
chowder?
Broccoli or some shit, dude. Yeah.
All right.
On a hot day.
In the summer in the Caribbean.
Yeah, this also isn't in the winter.
Walking
this
around
is not
the Bahamas.
Dude, that's grab,
so gross.
He didn't grab an ice cream
You've
cone.
You've never had a fucking French onion soup in the Bahamas? You haven't lived.
Can you throw this back in the oven for a couple of minutes? It's not hot enough.
Let me ask you this. Did you put the bowl down on a table, smash the crackers into it, and then lift it up to take it on the move?
No.
Don't smash
he held
a bowl.
He held a fucking
Actually, both of them brought a saucer.
Like I'm gonna make the crackers all fucking mushy. Dude, you pour them in as you eat it.
Yeah. He brought they
eat it like cereal.
They both brought a saucer.
All right, easy
the
does
saucer
it.
Saucer under the soup bowl, so as they're walking, you're also like, rattling and sliding around.
I'm Team J all the way.
They look like we all look fucking stupid for what they're doing.
Can I just tell you, when I
should have walked 10 feet ahead of them.
When I originally heard this story, it was Lewis telling me, and the story was...
There was no difference in our stories.
No, this story was Jay flipped out because we got soup. And now as I'm hearing
the
details,
thank you.
It's making a lot more sense.
No, listen, in hindsight, you could boil it down to that, for sure.
Jay, let me ask you a question.
Neither of us are right, but I'm just saying you were more wrong.
No, he was right. Jay was right.
No, getting soup to walk around on a boat is a wild behavior.
I think I was more right. I think I also should have just rolled my eyes at both of you and been like, who cares?
Hold on, though.
Who cares? But I was really...
No, I care.
Whatever it was, me and Lewis were in a thing.
From hearing the details of the story, I think, as of right now, Jay underreacted. I think he should have left Christine and stopped being friends with Lewis.
Or at least throw one of them off the boat.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh, she slipped. She was trying to get a picture.
I don't know maritime law. There's a lot of red tape.
You're in the Hudson, or you're like, that's
international waters. What's the deal? Jay, big guy to big guy. Did you want some soup?
I did, but the sun was up.
If no one was around, would you have liked a nice bowl of fucking cream of broccoli?
It's the same thing why it's like, and Christine will do this kind of stuff too. She's like, oh, well, if we're going to go eat the other place, like I almost said, she goes, oh, let me get an ice cream cone to walk around. And I'm like, I can't just fucking have pre-dinner ice cream cones because I'm a fat fuck. Who the fuck do you think you are walking around with an ice cream cone before dinner? That's crazy.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Sure. He wanted soup.
That's also crazy.
Sure.
And other people should be able to do what they want to do.
Absolutely. But then I should be able to do what I want to do with zero fat consequences.
I can't help. Just do it, dude. Look at fucking Foley.
Foley's dropping weight.
Hey! Don't talk about my fat co-hosts like that.
I wasn't even on the goddamn boat.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
But I'll tell you what. I would have got a bowl of soup. I'll be honest
with you. Dude.
Yeah, goddamn right. What?
The food sucked on the cruise, and one of the best things on the cruise was the soup. They had a good soup selection.
How many days into the cruise was this?
How many bowls did you have over the course of the trip?
Jay also, back then, not now so much, but back then... like it would wear on him. Like a nice environment like that, where people are like, where he's got to be amongst people like that. Like
they gets to you.
It would get to him. By day three, day four, he's getting like salty. You're a little bit better on the road now, but even back in the day, like we'd go on the road, you were sort of over it by the time the last day. Would
Jay
come
would
around.
Always get by day three, he'd get pretty salty, like an oyster.
That's
kind of
my. That's kind of my vibe still.
Jay had real low soup tolerance.
Day one, any bisque is fine. Day three,
you better not order
Italian wedding or bust. All right.
The difference was also, and that's an example of it, the cruise ship, but it's going to be like that no matter what if you bring friends. But even going on the road sometimes, when I would share for so long, probably more than I needed to, even I would share a room.
That's
it would
crazy.
Be like,
that's
but
crazy.
It was like,
sure.
You're headlining for the bare minimum. And like, so if you
also had to monitor their soup activity,
I don't want to meet soup in the middle of the night. So.
What's your guys' soup situation over there in Helium? But they let me bring someone. We'd share a room. So it's like, while to me, I thought that was the coolest idea at the time. It didn't bother me at all because I was like, yeah, it was
my
like
buddy's
me and Dave,
in my room.
But that's the thing. It's like, me and Dave are gonna play video games and smoke pot until we pass out anyway. So it's like we're in the same room. Who gives a fuck?
And then he met Lewis. Who literally throughout the night we would just keep on changing the temperature. He wanted to be 60 degrees, like pinned to the bottom as cold as possible.
Yes, I get
and
that.
And I like it when my hotel room is like 78 degrees.
What the fuck?
Dude, it's sweltering.
That's it's so wild.
Scary. You're nuts. You're eating soup in the Caribbean? What? That's
There's
insane.
A fucking hot mist.
The first thing you do when you walk into a hotel room is put on fucking A&E or something like that and you drop the fucking AC down. Yeah. Whatever the lowest number is.
Also, you put on A&E and you turn the volume down to zero. It's just for background.
Yeah, of course.
It's so monsters don't come in here.
Yeah, put on little
cheaters for 8 hours in a row.
And put the privacy sign on the door.
Yeah. Excuse me, front desk, my AC doesn't go to 95. But I never, literally the whole time. Why just...
Can you send up some soup, please?
And a space heater.
I'd like a complimentary soup to make up for his AC.
Something, I don't know, like a good walking around soup. What do you got down there?
I don't want to be like pinned down to a table.
Like what a chicken corn chowder?
Ooh, a nice corn chowder's all right.
Chicken corn chowder rules.
Ooh. Best soup.
At Wawa.
Best soup, go. Quick.
Tomato.
Split pea, tomato. Hands down.
Split pea, really?
Yeah.
I love a split pea. I like soups all around.
Okay. I like tomato with grilled cheese.
Man, you had a rough childhood. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now.
Grilled cheese is what makes that.
I know.
Grilled cheese with tomato soup.
I said tomato and grilled cheese.
No, we're not asking what your best sandwich is. If you have no sandwich,
you can you break no that sandwich? Up and put it in like it's an oyster cracker?
Ooh. Has anybody done that?
I don't know.
That's a really awesome phenomenal. Idea.
That's Lewis, really getting outside of Lewis's rule that he made there. But I will agree that a grilled cheese and tomato soup is the best
combo.
Combination.
Yeah. Who are these losers just fucking left right now?
They're going to fuck in a bathroom.
Fuck them.
If that's what we walked someone out on, was this soup conversation? After all we've
done. You guys can't hang for 18 minutes of soup combo?
I came here for the slurs. These pussies are talking about soup.
Are we counting? Can I ask this? Are we counting chowder as soup?
Of course.
A great clam chowder.
Yes. All right. I'd agree with that.
Manhattan or New England?
The white.
Of course. I'd say... Just on its own, tomato soup is whatever to me. With the grilled cheese, it's like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
But if just on its own, I'd probably go clam chowder.
A close second?
Dave Smith, 2024, baby.
A close.
This could be our country.
A close.
If you just let me get in there.
A close second would be a perfect French onion.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Good. Very good.
It doesn't have to offer.
The problem, see, that's...
No. Take that commie shit back to Europe, pussy.
I actually agree with Jay, but the thing is that 90% of the time, French onion is a fucking legend.
Yeah, it's
90% of the time, it's not what you want it to fucking be.
Wow, Dave.
That's right.
Dave.
That's right.
Dave.
Wow. Now, I have a 20-point plan, and I'll get this country back on track. It's all soup.
We're starting with the soup. A provolone Gruyere mix on top.
A perfect French
onion
soup.
Yeah, why is it got to be Swiss, huh?
That's the answer. A perfect French onion soup is the best soup. If you nail it.
But
like
I'm talking American cheese.
Made locally.
It goes great, yeah. Kraft slices, melted up. No, dude. A great French onion, but you're right. 9 out of 10 French onion soups you get, you're like, this sucks.
So bad when it's bad.
Yeah.
Like, if it's,
yeah,
not,
it's not
a good French onion soup, you're like, I completely regret ordering this. Almost every time I get a French onion soup, you look at the menu and go, yeah, I'm going to get a French onion soup. And then you go, why the fuck did I do that?
Now, if you go to an actual good French restaurant, you'll get a solid French onion soup. And I do love a French restaurant. My
or
favorite cuisine.
A steakhouse. Or what?
My favorite cuisine.
French?
French.
How yeah, often French. Do you have it?
What would you consider French cuisine?
Foie gras.
They serve
a little poulet and moutarde.
I'll have the French toast, please.
Yeah. He just orders toast. He goes to a French restaurant. I'll take the toast, please.
I'll take your Frenchiest fries.
Oh, it's an honor to be here at Denae's with your grand slam.
Pour favor, la large French fries. I'll slam. Be over here having my brie and baguettes.
No, I've gone to a bunch of French restaurants.
There's in Jamaica?
No, in New York City.
What do you want, man?
Try to souffle.
Try the escargot.
This is not a controversial opinion to enjoy French cuisine.
No, I just know you don't. To say it, you know
I don't. He knows you're lying.
I 100% do.
No.
I just love how offended you're getting at that.
I know cuisine well. I know French. There's my whole family's
called,
French.
There's a place called Bacchus in Brooklyn.
I don't use deodorant.
There's a place called Maison Harlem up in Harlem that I used to go to all the time. It's one of mine and James' favorite restaurants. One of the best French onion soups you'll ever have in your entire life.
The English Channel, also known as the Channel.
That's how you get to France.
Do you know you can drive your car right on it.
The Statue of Liberty came from France.
Just so you know. Eiffel Tower.
So, yeah. Don't tell me. What do you? Who hasn't had French
food? Louis, no one seriously believes you haven't had French food. We're just fucking making fun of you, you psychopath.
The Louvre? The south of France? It's in the south.
Louis and James would go together wearing berets and like a fucking a cloth scarf.
Put on your beret, son. Time to go mime at the French restaurant. See if they give us scraps.
Fake eating sandwiches and stuff.
Ah, Louis and the James, you always come out here, yes?
That's Italian.
Sure.
Which is close to France. Good job, James.
Thank you. Another fun fact.
Before we plug these guys in for the lie detector, because we gotta get into this.
Oh, man, okay. I thought we could riff on soup long enough to forget about that.
Yeah, shit.
Hard subject, James. Aunt Hayes is dead.
So let's do plugs real quick. Obviously, Cannon, you got a special that's out tomorrow on Netflix.
Yep, Netflix, the YouTube of Netflix. YouTube.com/Mike Cannon Comedy. It's called Mike Cannon's Huge Mistake. It's a crowd work special. I took 150 milligrams edibles, which, yeah, I get it. I'm a pussy, whatever.
That's not even a lot of edibles.
It is for me. It's not for everybody.
No, it's a lot of minimal edibles, amount of edibles.
Well, that's the thing. It's like for some people, it's I'll
just
send me to an institution.
How many
they make 10 milligram edibles.
Yeah, those are for gay bitches.
I mean, 150
is not a lot.
I mean, the guy
I'm
still had to film a comedy special.
You're not a bitch.
Yeah, he wasn't walking around a cruise eating soup.
He had shit to do.
I did have a bowl on the stool the whole special. So yeah, I filmed that. That's coming out on YouTube and check it out. Share it around. And I'm all over the road. I got a ton of dates coming up. MikeCannonComedy.com and here's the Scenario Podcast. We'll
Mike's the best.
Yeah.
Love that, Mike.
Love that, Mike Cannon.
Kevin.
Well, we're doing the Middle Class Famous Tour all over the U.S., baby. We're going to be in Seattle, Portland, Kansas City, Springfield, St. Louis, Nashville, Indianapolis, Philadelphia, Providence, Rhode Island, and Boston. Get those tickies.
Yeah.
And check out the show.
Please.
Hell yeah. Foley.
And let me ask an honest question to everybody in here. Who doesn't want a bowl of soup right now?
It is, right? The soup talk did kind of get.
Yeah. I got a lot of live stuff coming up. I'm on the road right now. What did you do your plugs? Or
no.
They were the same plugs.
You just asked that question.
Yeah, that's it.
Same plugs.
Okay.
I'll be at the Gemini Diner getting a bowl of soup later.
This month.
Tell you that right now.
A beef barley, perhaps?
Me and Aaron Berg.
Ooh, okay.
Me and Aaron Berg on the Offend Everyone Tour. This month, we just added Columbus, Ohio on the 26th. We're in Cleveland on the 25th. September, we got Colorado Springs, Denver, Vegas, Los Angeles. I'm doing the Comedy Store. I'm doing the Depraved again. Then I'm going to be in Tampa. I'm going all over the place, guys. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for those shows and more. If you guys love this show, subscribe to Gas Digital Network. You guys get the entire on-demand library, all ad-free, uncensored, and in one place. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. You save $1.50 a month. It really helps out the show. And check out my other shows, Real Ass Podcast and Yo MMA Rap.
Yo MMA Rap, taking over the world.
Go ahead, Davey.
I got nothing this month, but I'm traveling for a few podcasts, so look for that stuff. I'll be posting it soon. And I got some dates coming up next month, so comicdavesmith.com. All the ticket links will be up there. Part of the Problem, and as Lewis said, Yo MMA Rap, all here at gasdigitalnetwork.com.
Hell yeah. BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. This weekend coming up, Omaha, Nebraska. That's the 19th and 20th, this Friday and Saturday. After that, 26th, 27th, I'll be in Tampa Improv, in Tampa, Florida, obviously. I'm nonstop on the road throughout the rest of the year, up to and including and beyond, taping my special at Skankfest, which I ran this weekend.
You ran this weekend?
I ran this whole weekend.
No way. How long did you run?
Oh, boy.
10 minutes tops.
45 minutes. Oh, I mean my set, though. No, but I fucking tried to put it all together this weekend, and I'm happy with it, man. I'm excited. Burt Kreischer's Fully Loaded Tour makeup date happening Friday the 2nd of September. And then, of course, Magoobies, West Palm Beach. I'm fucking, it's nonstop. Columbus, Ohio, comedy on State Madison. I'm coming back for the second time. BigJComedy.com. Get those tickets early. And, of course, the SDR show right here on the Guest Digital Network and The Bonfire, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Series XM103 with me and Dan Soder. And The Bonfire merch, as well as podcast merch. Get all of our shit.
All right, let's get this lie detector test going.
Oh, I just smoked weed before it.
That sucks.
Perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen,
your results time
for the lie detector test. Yes.
I blew a guy in college. I'm going to tell you right now.
He was in college. It was last week.
That throws everything off now.
The lie detector brings out a lot of truths before the lie detector test.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Out there. Let it all out right now.
Look, dude, here's the thing. You guys are ballsy. The fact that you're even willing to do this.
I'm still not willing, by the way.
He's not doing it.
No, you got
fine.
This. You're good.
It's going to be good, dude. I'm going to
tell
you
right
now.
That you guys have been coerced into doing this.
This is never going to hold up in court, by the way. My lawyer's not even here.
Show me
first.
A fucking warrant, Gomez.
No, Jay's doing his best Joe Francis. Just like, no, you got this.
Just come on, baby. Your parents aren't going to
Everybody sticks a beer bottle up their ass. Go ahead.
Cannon, come on, you want to meet Eminem?
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Cannon, the ballsiest of everyone, choosing to go first.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the history, has there any guest? I know you have done it. Have any guests done it?
Ari Shaffir.
Did Ari do it?
Yeah, he did it.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Remember, we asked him if he respected Brendan Schaub as a comedian?
First of all, Bobby's administrated.
Now I remember.
Yeah, are you fucking kidding me?
It's hooked up to an iPhone.
Yeah, get out of here. I want a court-appointed fucking lie detector technician in here. China.
Can we get him a microphone?
It just cuts to Bobby like, I think he's lying.
Yeah, you know, get the fuck out.
Pass the mics down, so then he can take Dave's mic.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, there we go. It's all right. Thanks, guys. We have like 15 interns.
Do you want this one?
Oh, you're just going to take that one? All right, beautiful. I thought you have to pass them all down in order to reach it.
I don't like how eager Mike is to fucking do it. Yeah. Fucking
really
rat.
Eager.
Big fucking rat. I don't like it.
Yeah,
kid's already proven to be a narc.
Yeah, dude, shit.
So Bobby,
now he's up here rushing to hook people up to a lie detector test.
Do you find me attractive?
So Bobby, right
do
now.
Do you like my cargo shorts?
is there a theme?
Is
to
my
this
mustache
or just
gay?
Random questions.
Do those go on
Hold
my
on.
Nipples?
One thing at a time. So, Bobby's hooking up Mike right now. Bobby's going to ask him.
It's a blood pressure test. What are we doing over here?
This sucks.
Bobby's going to.
You're pre-diabetic. Congratulations.
Listen, Bobby's going to ask
Mikey has thyroid disease.
Jesus. Bobby's going to ask him five control questions off microphone. So he can just do that, and then we'll ask him the questions that we have prepared. If you guys, by the way, if you could think of a question to
this
ask
is the
Mike
part
in the
I
meantime,
don't like.
No, we're not
fucking
freeballing. What are you talking about?
that's not,
it's only because you're going
that's not
next.
Yeah.
We're not going to start fucking throwing
we're
knives.
We're not those kind of people that do things like that.
Mike, tell me how much you love your wife.
That's not how it works. They're yes or no's.
Yeah, whatever. Do you love your wife?
Do you love your wife? Would suck.
That's a bad one to get.
We wouldn't ask
Don't ask me that.
We wouldn't.
I think I could beat it.
So, like, what do you guys he listen, I've dealt with a lot of people in the underworld. One of the craziest, most lightest
vampires
I've ever met is
vampires and lichens.
He lives in his own
who
reality
do you side with?
That he's created.
Who do you side
I'm
with
a lichen guy, the working man.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
This guy.
Byron, you have to parkour everywhere you go.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Parkour.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What's his name?
Byron. Front flip.
Byron's leaving us to go work for Adam Carolla.
I know.
That's pretty insane.
He made nice with that comic.
It's hilarious that Adam Carolla and his people are so retarded that they would think that Byron holds any value.
What's he going to do, play the drums?
Listen, I am a...
That was an animal reference, by the way.
Simultaneously,
Tom liked it.
I'm happy for Byron. I think that's great for him. I'm a little bit put off by the fact that Carolla's people came in.
Just come in and poach people?
And literally we just gave them our studio. We all recorded a bunch of shows together. They recorded a bunch of their other shows. And then just tried to take one of our people. And then I'm dumbfounded by the one they picked.
No. They found it dumb.
I'm sorry. I should say.
Lewis.
That was pretty good.
I like
you guys
kid.
Like dabs, I'm not sure what he does.
Sucks his own dick, Dave.
What is his role currently in the LOS organization?
He's the guy who sells us dabs.
Okay. All right.
He sells us dabs, sucks his own dick.
He sucks his own dick also.
Wait, you suck your own dick, dude?
He does.
Damn, he's gone.
He's not here. He's sucking his own dick.
Yeah.
That's what I would be doing.
Yeah, what would you be doing in all of your downtime?
Well, he says that they poached him, but I don't believe him because I think he's trying to let it. I think he pursued it hard, but now he's not realizing that he's causing a weird rift between Gas Digital and the Adam Carolla people. So we might.
I'm gonna throw the AYG hat in the ring. I'm gonna buy them.
Are the podcast wars coming back?
Podcast wars
might be coming back against Adam Carolla and his people because of Byron.
Mm.
Now, do you only suck your own dick, or is it anybody else's? Because if so, you're hired, young man. I like the cut of your jib.
We'll give you a corporate car, too, if you're in.
So, Dave, we each have a question. We're going to do three questions for each of them.
Oh,
I know, we're not ready yet. I know, I'm just letting him know.
You have questions prepared?
Yeah, we texted you the questions.
Oh. When was this?
Right before the show.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave, so the ones for the ones right for the Canon are at the bottom. So I think they're good. Whoever wants to, I think just that order is fine.
Mikey, what are you doing?
All right, I'll do the first.
This is all a ruse. Me and Foley aren't doing it, sucker.
I'll fake a heart attack in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, he'll fake a heart attack.
But shouldn't that be a question for Canon?
Yeah, but no, read on. Just a bit. Stop ruining bits, Dave.
No, there's no bit. That was the cover. Now everything's okay.
That's pretty good, Dave. Pretty good.
Now it's like it never happened.
Dave is going to fail in the White House.
Oh, man, I'm not cut out for this. He goes, dear American people, am I seriously supposed to say this? Oh, I got to say. Okay. All right. I'll say it.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Jay.
Thank you, Lewis.
So, yeah, well, look, we're not gonna try to ruin your guys' lives.
Okay. My life's already ruined. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, then I have a few other questions.
We are ready for questions.
Right this way,
now.
My good friend.
Dude, I love how you and Jay both spend so much time making your hair look cool.
Yo, Foley's got cool fucking hair.
Thanks,
dude.
Buddy.
He's cooking.
Thank you.
Hold on. No, I'm trying to trash him. Stop. Hold on.
And a pretty nice penis, to be honest with you. As long as no one sees it. No, what are you talking about? It's terrible.
35 pounds down, that thing's hanging.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're ready
for
questions.
I almost get to my zipper.
We're ready for question number one. All right.
Thank you, one guy.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Man, this is making me so nervous.
What
dude.
Were the control
my
questions
heart is
I want to know?
Oh, they're just like, basic. What is your name? This have you? Ever, you know,
are you
like
a comedian?
Facebook.
And Bobby, what's your formal training to be qualified for this?
He took an online YouTube course.
He worked at a pet shop 3 weeks ago.
I gotta be honest. The White Castle hat doesn't read official.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dave, you want to ask him question number one?
All right, Mike, question number one.
Yes.
Have you ever done anything gay?
I'm not doing the same room count.
No, it's yes or no.
It's a yes or no question. Yes.
Have you ever done anything gay?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes. If jerking off.
Simple,
in the same room
simple
now.
One word answers.
These were supposed to be softball questions.
Yeah, no
that's
shit.
That's what you open up with?
That's not I mean, that's not a tough one. Everyone's done
Have
something.
You ever blown
I know,
your
but I thought it was gonna be yeah.
And that was
Have you ever blown
yes.
your father?
It's yeah. pretty gay, right? To jerk off in the same room as your friends?
It's whatever you take.
No explanation okay. tells right, us that's
no.
your mask for
but
something
the amount,
else.
The amount of talking that he's doing right now makes me believe that he's done some really
oh, for
gay
sure.
Shit.
He's like, jerking off okay. in the same room yes. counts because that's what I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about that time I 69 my dad.
Stepdad?
Second question,
Mike. That's my kind of video.
Right, but yeah. Mike, you are. It's uncomfortable, right?
Yeah,
just
I
being
hate
strapped
this.
Up.
It is.
Yeah. I'm sweating more than usual. I feel like I'm on Adderall.
All right. Ready for question two?
Yes.
Bobby? Yes. Do you think you're funnier than Mike Feeney?
Yes.
All right. Let's go. Oh,
I love you, Feeney. I love you.
I mean, I'll tell you, he's definitely going to pass that one because just of the confidence that he said it, and also we've seen Feeney's act. So, like, we know. That one's obviously. Just skip that one, Bobby. That's going to be a trip.
Skip that one.
Canon, remember, if you believe it,
Feeney's
it's not
hilarious,
lie.
By the way. I'm just kidding.
All right, question three is ready.
Oh, man.
All right, question three. Have you ever...
Wait. This is going to really make Kevin not...
Yo, yeah, you're nuts. You should have put me... The only chance of me doing it was
yeah,
going first.
The worst.
Have you ever regretted having a child?
By the way, Lewis didn't read that. That was not a question.
No. No, I haven't.
Yeah. No. Wait, don't... What if he's lying?
Don't haw yet.
What if he's lying?
So you're each asking three questions?
Yeah.
That's it. No.
Oh, you're done.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
questions
per person.
That's it. And I'll be honest with you, his questions were harder than your questions.
They are. That's
yeah.
not a lie.
Yeah, I'll do it.
It's just not that bad. Yeah, fuck yeah.
No, 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 no.
Kevin, Kevin.
No.
Kevin.
These are my people.
I'm not allowing it. No. Someone's got to be respectable in the organization.
That's true. If I go down, we both go down.
Yeah, you can ask me whenever you want. He's got the Venmo password.
Yeah. I'm the only one.
You all can go to hell.
Oh.
He's
I just
about
bought
to...
a shore house, goddammit.
He's about to take the bullet for me.
Did you have booked the shore house?
Gino's opening.
Nobody got the suit joke? That's weird.
I didn't.
Dixon wears suits all
I don't know.
The time.
I honestly don't
Gino
know.
Gino doesn't wear
do
suits, does he?
Dixon
no,
does.
Pat Dixon always
oh,
wears
Dixon.
The suits.
Oh, Dixon.
He says well, I'm the fucking asshole?
He says he's going to win a bunch of black suits in the court case.
I thought that was pretty
more.
Good.
I thought it was excellent.
Should've
Thank you,
more.
Dave.
But in that logic, wouldn't Gino win the court case?
That's what
Pat
I said.
Pat doesn't stand...
Yes,
oh, I he's going to
win
at win suits.
Pat
yes.
suits.
Okay,
on, thought, he can't yeah. win his
I thought
own
Pat
stuff.
Just wanted more suits.
He's going to take Gino's money and then buy more suits. You know where that money's going? Straight yeah. to suits.
Straight to H&M.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is RockAuto.com.
Dave, let me stop you right there, real quick.
No,
I don't know if you found out about this.
It's not possible.
It is possible. We hired a doctor to do the night shift here at rockauto.com, and he put a few car parts together, threw a little electricity in the mix.
And he no!
The Rock Auto Frankenstein. Made of doors and spark plugs and wires and radios and headlights and all the other parts of a car.
Oh my God, this is our worst character yet.
Don't you say that, dude. He's alive!
Fire!
Oh man, can I tell you something? Every single part on all Rock Auto Frankenstein
yeah.
was purchased at rockauto.com for the
well,
best
I
possible
bet they
prices.
They all had storefront markups.
Dude, they've been in business for over 20 years and they get a little bored once in a while. They're like, why don't we see if we can make a car monster? Rock Auto Stein. Now, Rock Auto Stein, we're not really sure. Rock Auto Stein, anything you have to say about rockauto.com?
Rock Auto good.
Fire bad.
Fire.
Fire is bad. Fire is bad, everybody. Rock Auto Frankenstein is here to tell it. You heard it first. They have what you need, and it's in stock. Right, Frankenstein?
Shut up, Byron. This character rules.
Oh, we really didn't overthink what Frankenstein does. Listen, they don't change their price on what's going on in the market. You know what I'm talking about, Frankenstein?
Same prices.
Oh, it's like an airline ticket, a hotel, or beef at your grocery store. You don't need to constantly check to see if what you need's available.
Beef at the grocery store has been going way up.
Rock Auto keeps it simple. They have everything you need to start. Frankenstein.
Beef.
You're petting me too hard. Rock Auto Frankenstein, you're petting me too hard.
Oh my God, I just got a brake pad to the back of the head.
It's hurting my hair. Okay.
Pretty girl.
I'm not a pretty girl, you son of a bitch.
Then why are you bitching so much about soup?
Whoa. Yo, Rock Auto Frankenstein. No one says I'm bitching, Rock Auto Frankenstein. Nobody calls me bitching.
What are you going to do about it?
Do you want to take a long Frankenstein walk to the outside of this fucking cruise restaurant? Because I'll take you outside and have a talk with you.
You know it, bitch.
Don't worry, guys. They'll just cry and make up.
We're probably just going to cry and make up.
I'm sorry, I yelled.
I love you so much, Rock Auto Frankenstein. What are we fighting for? We're best friends. RockAuto.com, everybody. There's no promo code needed. They have the best prices on auto parts. You tell them that we sent you. Helps us out. There's a box when you check out. You can put in our show name. That helps us out over here at Legion of Skanks. The prices are too good for promo codes. So go, once again, the RockAuto.com. Rock Auto Frankenstein, any parting words?
Fire bad. Fire Rock Auto bad. Good.
Rock Auto is good, everybody. RockAuto.com, everybody. Check them out right now. All right. Let's get back into it. Sleep. Sleep, Rock Auto Frankenstein. Sleep.
Let's get back into it, I guess.
So the results are in.
Oh, boy.
Woo!
And there have been lies detected.
Whoa!
You seriously don't think you're funnier than Feeney? Feeney?
I think Feeney's five specials.
The first question, have you ever done anything gay? Cannon said yes, and the lie detector determined that was a lie.
Whoa.
That's a real man
right
there.
Straightest dude here.
Damn, dude.
He's not gay.
He's not gay.
Thank God.
He's not gay.
Yo.
Suck my dick, Reddit.
No, I'm going to call bullshit. Mike was trying to get stolen valor back there by doing some gay shit.
He's like, yeah, I jerked off dudes. Whatever, man.
Yeah, but whatever. He goes, we're all one
Comedy
people.
Comedy Central, anybody. Please.
I'll move
on,
to Brooklyn.
I'm so woke. I've done so much gay shit.
Please buy my special.
The crest is jerking off in the same room.
Dude, Cannon.
The upfronts are coming up, huh? You got to do something.
Cannon was in that circle jerker, guys, just faking it. Like, I'm totally jerking off right now, guys.
He wasn't
we're all
even
doing
hard.
It.
Yeah. I was just
we're
scratching my jacket.
Hands on his thighs. He goes, oh, I came first. I'm going to take off. I guess I'm the gayest here because I came so fast to you guys.
I didn't expect that to be the lie.
Me either.
Good.
I'm happy.
So
that's
the second
the
question was, do you think you're funnier than Mike Feeney? Cannon said yes, and the lie detector determined that was the truth.
Next, here's a scenario. It's going to be weird. A scenario. One of you hates the other.
Yes. Yes, this always rules.
And Sagalo's also here.
Is he?
That's the long name of the episode title.
And the last question was, have you ever regret having a child? Cannon said no, and the lie detector determined that was truthful.
Yeah!
It's a good man.
Shout
Not
out to
gay
crew.
And a good dad.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
it's a real American man right here, dude.
A straight father. How not New York of you.
That's America right there, dude.
I have nothing but respect for this heterosexual father
good dad.
Who's funnier than Mike Feeney. I just can't. I don't know what to tell you.
That's right.
Who should be next, Lewis?
All right, go, Kippy. Let's go.
I don't like this. I don't like this.
Dude, I'll tell you what. The rest of this show is a fucking vacation.
It is.
You did so good.
I feel great.
It's unbelievable how uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable when everyone else is doing it.
Well, me too.
Hey, just so everybody knows, if he did anything gay, it wasn't me.
We'll find that out in the next slide.
All right, it was totally me.
Number three is also...
I don't think this is going to fit Foley.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be.
Do we have a lie detector extender?
Huh?
I told Dave I'm doing it.
If not, call Delta Airlines. They got him up front. What?
In order.
Yeah.
All right, so they're going to strap him in. You're going to need a seatbelt extender.
Is that true?
I just did that joke.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, I didn't listen. Fuck.
Take the sunglasses off and check in, will you?
Fuck.
Check in. I'm killing over here.
Feeney hitting the blunt. He really is like, yeah, smooth sailing, dude. What a feeling, isn't it?
When you're done? I feel good. Except that you called me Feeney, but that's okay.
Yeah, that was awful.
Well, it's also... Nah. That doesn't help. It's also a fucked up thing that Bobby announced there were lies detected, and then Cannon's got to sit here for a moment and go, oh my God, do I actually on some level regret having a
child? Yeah, that's
and
the one you're worried
is
about.
Is there some part of me that doesn't think I'm funnier than Mike Feeney?
Which I would understand. He's a good looking kid. He get a lot of puss. What the fuck?
The Feeney one would have been the funniest one because you'd be like, he's just like, yes, I am. Oh man, I know I'm not.
I don't know. Those what state are you from videos are pretty good.
I got nothing on that guy.
Oh, dude, we're just dunking on Feeney for no reason.
Mike Feeney is a fantastic comedian.
I literally
comedian.
Think Feeney is a very funny
hysterical.
Person.
Hysterical.
Very funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Hysterical.
It has very little to do with Mike and more to do with my ego.
Yeah.
Fair.
Which is what a good comedian would say.
Yeah.
Oh, I need more water.
Are we giving away auto blow again?
Are we?
Yes. Can you pass that back?
On today's show?
Yeah.
Oh, the blunt? Oh, here. Sorry.
Oh, let's keep smoking.
Thank you. Thank you, Byron Trader.
Thank you, water boy.
Kevin,
so cool.
If they ask you how much I weigh, you better lie.
Just
7,000 pounds.
That is truthful.
But the low end.
It has
to be
a yes,
microphone
no
over there for him?
So it'd have to be like an over-under type deal.
Yeah. Okay.
So say it again. Into the
does Foley weigh over 7,000 pounds?
Yes.
On Jupiter, no.
Yes.
No, nothing. No astronomy fans out there. All right, you know what? Thought I was brought here to have a good time.
I've been loving everything.
I gotta be honest.
Thanks, pal.
I'm not familiar with the atmosphere of Jupiter.
I don't know how accurate.
If you would have said the moon, I would have been with you. Jupiter, I don't know. Maybe we're heavier there.
Are we?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
We are because of the gravitational pull.
We're heavier on Jupiter?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We didn't know. Nobody knows that, dude.
Well, we don't be like. Your one thing is astronomy information, and
I
act like every asshole
an idiot,
doesn't
so
know.
He
it.
Doesn't know.
No, he just says it so he's not the fattest guy on the planet.
Foley's that. Foley's
I would
being
be 7,000 pounds on.
You
Jupiter.
Don't know that a comet's mostly carbon, you fucking idiot. What an asshole! This guy thinks comets are meteors. I mean, fucking. Why do I come down here and slum it with you losers?
It's actually iron ore, Jay. Okay, it's iron ore.
I was really hoping I was right with carbon. I watched Armageddon not long ago. A lot of
Shout
carbon involved. Souls. A lot of carbon involved in
so
that.
So, how are we going to get away the auto blow this week?
Whoever's dick can fill it the most. All right, line up.
You have to let Jay suck your dick, and whoever's cum tastes the best to Jay gets the auto blow.
I gotta be honest, I'm more savory than sweet.
Really?
So come salty.
I've eaten a lot of soup this week.
Yeah. You guys just heard how much I love chowder.
Is that a russet potato?
That's, can I tell you something? While go we're ahead. Talking about it,
please.
We're going back to soup for a second.
Yeah, always.
No, not that. If anyone who makes a clam chowder, first of all, I'd prefer no potato. But most clam chowders you get are 80% potato to take up fucking space and suck a dick. And I'll tell you who got rid of their clam chowder who didn't do that and really respected a good clam chowder. And this is, are you garbage?
Didn't respect a good
are you garbage?
They got rid of
yes.
It.
Who?
Outback Steakhouse.
Really?
They had a killer fucking clam chowder, low potato count, just got rid of it one day.
Huh.
Just like that.
That's
no
awesome.
Note, nothing.
No note. No,
wasn't in the newsletter
go
or
on.
Nothing.
Just swinging hangers in the closet.
What?
I had to go to work that day.
You don't have the shareholders? What's going on? I'm taking my money elsewhere.
Shit. How many more questions, Bob?
We are just about ready.
Oh,
yes. We are ready for number one.
We are ready.
I'm
so
nervous, dude. This is... All
right.
Wild.
Bobby's transition lenses don't add to the legitimacy of this thing, by the way.
sucks.
Nor does his samurai ponytail out of the back of his hat.
It barely makes it out. That's the saddest part. No. It's like a little nerbin.
Yes. A little nub.
First question.
You don't know karate.
I'm nervous now before you even... This thing doesn't stand up in court. No,
no
way.
Not at all. No shit. No, it's probably all bullshit.
But it is completely accurate. All right. I'm asking the first one.
Yeah.
Bobby, let me know.
We're ready.
All right. I didn't know this is a thing, but Kevin, does it ever bother you a little bit that Foley is dating your ex?
Ooh.
No.
Nice.
First lie.
Wow.
Can I say I don't like her for other reasons?
You sure it doesn't bother me when I was nailing her 8 months ago?
Oh my!
Is that that's a real thing?
That's a real thing.
Oh, good for you guys keeping it together.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Good for
you. I've been skimming off the top this whole time.
Me and Dave didn't speak 3 months because a hooker I dated twice blew him.
He almost fought Jay over soup.
We could not handle that with any sort of maturity.
Someone else had a
also, so much for the softball question.
That was my soup first. My soup.
You're like, hey, let's ruin your podcast tonight.
That'll teach you to leave Gas Digital.
I hope Jay marries Natalie Cuomo. Shout out to Natalie.
Or Karen Feehan or Karen Margolis.
Shout out to Jim Florentine.
Ooh. That got real.
Let's strap him up to this fucking thing.
Sounds like Lewis is over it. I like it.
You don't mow another man's lawn.
We're ready for two.
Jay.
Kevin, do you think that you should be paid more money than Foley because you do more work behind the scenes of Are You Garbage?
Yes, yes.
No.
No, you're crazy.
I don't. No, I genuinely don't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. You should, but you're not. All right?
I love...
Of course he should. By the way, just so everybody knows, Kevin does everything. He's the fucking man.
Hell yeah.
Damn it. They're getting stronger.
Including lie on
the
camera.
The friendship is growing.
It's bringing them together.
Backfiring.
What?
Man, we handle this different as a podcast. We let Lewis think he was bisexual until he started to think he was and was preparing to tell James his dad's different. Byron, can I get one more shot in a truly, please?
This all started with one question. The whole lie detector test started with the question was, wait, what was the exact wording? No, that's not it. Are you 100% certain?
Take a minute off, Liam.
Are you 100% certain that you're not bisexual?
Wow. Yeah.
And question. Lewis, all of us passed it as we're not. But and Lewis passed it, but we lied and told him he didn't. And we let it go on for a while.
A week.
Really, it's awesome. Genuinely fucked with Lewis.
It was like, I was like looking at dudes. I was like, do I like
I'll tell
that?
You the difference. I'll tell you the
Hold
difference.
On. Let me
the difference between
this.
Me, Lewis, and Dave, by the way, the only reason Lewis found out when he did is Dave almost demanded it.
Well,
he was like, I can't let this go on anymore. I was like, I would let it go another couple weeks, dude.
It was.
I'd let him start making decisions. I'd let him go try a date with a guy. Yeah. Like, not fuck, but like dinner with a guy and be like, I mean, it was good company.
but then also lying to him made it true because then for the next week he was uncertain.
It was weeks later and I... Was,
wow.
I could
Pretty
not
wow, dude.
A week.
Yo, I'm fucking dying over here. Let's go.
You miss how brilliant.
This is literally
that
the worst
was,
moment of my life.
Yeah, no shit. We're talking about this bullshit. He's got electrodes to his nuts. Let's go.
Let's do it. What the fuck?
We're ready. Go ahead.
All right,
Lewis.
Last question. You ready?
In a car with
this sucks, man.
All right, question number three. Do you think that you are funnier than Mike Feeney?
Yes.
I gotta pee.
Yes. All right.
That wasn't so bad, was it, Gibby?
It wasn't
Come
that
on.
Bad, Kevin.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
You said yes.
Oh, nice.
Of course.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, the jury's in. Everyone answered that so fast. Can you guys at least like knock around your head for a second and pretend?
We're not even naming a bad comedian. It's just our friend who's funny.
He's got to be so pissed.
But
by the way, if someone asked me if I thought Lewis was funnier than me, I think I would say yes and pass because I think he's a funnier person.
Yeah.
But I, here's I the thing. It would.
No, that's not true. Jay, you're literally the funniest person on the
that
planet.
That fucking sucks.
Are you retarded?
Dude.
No.
Literally.
Yes, you are.
You make everybody look worse by comparison. It's actually not done me any favors to be your friend.
Yeah.
If I was hanging out with Mike Feeney all the time, I would be crushing you.
The offend
I'd be releasing
everybody
a new
tour.
Special tomorrow if I hung out with Mike Feeney.
Everybody, catch the Offend Some of You tour with Luis J. Gomez and Mike Feeney. Hitting a Florida town near you. Look out, Swamplands.
What do you say? Feeny, I love you.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Man.
God damn.
Go ahead, Paul, you can take your seat over there.
So we have the results. Do you want to go through the results?
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I genuinely don't think I lied in any of this.
No. I was going to ask if you wanted to pay Toby less.
Oh, thank God you didn't ask.
Oh, my God. You named your producer Toby? That's so racist.
Dude, his name's Kunta Kinte.
Fuck, dude. I suck at being edgy.
That's if you
really
let him.
Good. That's a great bit. But he's paid handsomely for his work. A little too handsomely.
Sure.
Had a baby.
Put it around his arm.
Like Cinderella.
Dude, what if his heart stops during it?
He'll pass.
It's all right. I have a cannoli in my pocket. Just I never leave home without one.
That's Rolly's Narcan.
Yeah.
You break it in half like smelling salts.
Let's go, big fella. Come on.
A fucking Narcan. It brings him back to life.
Start slapping him in the face.
You got to ram it up his ass. Like, oh! What happened? Did I flatline again?
Oh, thank you, buddy.
All right. Can we get the results, Bob?
He's just locking him in real quick. Guys, if you want an auto blow, you have to.
I know. Bobby's more nervous than anybody strapped up to that fucking thing.
Well,
don't fucking complain about our. We only told Bobby we were doing this.
Who came up with those questions, by the way?
Me and Jay outside.
Lewis.
Okay. I don't believe that.
While they're setting him up and we're waiting for him, okay. Lewis, have you played NBA at all?
Maybe, maybe not.
All right, let's go through the results real quick. The first question was, does it ever bother you that Foley is dating your ex? Kevin said no, and the lie detector determined that was truthful.
Wow. Good guy. Good guy.
Good guy. Good guy. Confident man. I like that.
An evolved man.
An evolved man.
Question number two, do you think you should be paid more than Foley because you do more work behind the scenes? Kevin said no, and the lie detector determined that was the truth.
That's a fucking stand-up guy right there.
Damn it.
It'd be funny if I lied about the last one.
Salt of the earth.
That Feeney's got my number.
Well, you were asked, do you think you're funnier than Mike Feeney? The lie detector, you said yes, and the lie detector was undetermined with your answer.
Joke off, Feeney, let's go.
Somebody is intimidated by the fucking force called Mike Feeney.
Yes.
He's in your head.
Pull up his face. A close up of his face right now, deep and hard. He's got a.
Wait, mine or Mike Feeney's? Where's my camera?
Living rent free, dude.
Mike Feeney's face.
By the way, Bobby.
Where? In Austin, Chicago, Pennsylvania?
By the way,
he was just on OliveGarden.com, by the way.
What'd you say?
It was not my call, but picking Feeney for this was so brilliant.
That's a good
look.
He's
the perfect level of like.
Give us a close
up
of his eyes.
If you had picked just someone who's not funny, this wouldn't be a good bit.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But Feeney was the perfect level.
Yeah, that's great.
Guys.
Hey, you think
well,
you
even as a peer, you have to be like, no.
Can I ask you an am I garbage question?
Please.
Your right hand or an are you garbage question? Look at these.
Can we do a side by side?
He's in your shit.
Feeney has Gestapo face.
I got a are you garbage question while Foley
gets
test questions. I understand going to Olive Garden is trash. I understand that.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
But at Olive Garden, do you order anything else ever besides the tour of Italy? The fucking little bit of pasta, the lasagna, and the chicken parm?
That's always good. I might just go full chicky parm.
I don't think I've been to Olive Garden maybe twice.
I haven't been in a while, but anytime a chicken parm's on a menu, I get a chicken parm. That's
but they
kind of
give
my
you
thing.
A little chicken parm.
I don't need a little. Save the lasagna, save the veal scampi.
I like a veal parm too because I like the suffering.
From Olive Garden.
Not from Olive Garden. But
I like to taste
the,
I like to taste the iron from the cage like they couldn't grow big in.
There's a great place in Paramus, New Jersey that has the best veal parm I've ever had in my entire life.
They tell you the name too. They're like, this was Twinkle.
He was
her mother
weeks
was
old.
So sad when we took her away.
Where's my voice? I'm the manager of the restaurant.
Oh, hey. You guys will enjoy Twinkle.
The taken
from
Italy.
Her mother.
The
hey guys,
taken from her mother.
Guys, comedy's not going so good. I'm not funnier than Mike Feeney, so I've been.
Would you like to hear the specials?
I've been working aside.
The Olive Garden specials.
I'm sure
we got some frozen
banging.
Tortellini. Oh,
can
man.
I, by the way, just take a minute to say how funny I think Mike Feeney is?
Yes.
No, of yes. course.
I yes. really yes. think Mike Feeney.
I hope an, that's clear.
But
he's
the funniest
cool.
thing.
Comedian.
The funniest
it's just
thing.
Everyone here is a killer.
Yes.
And that's why it's so funny to ask if you think
and it's
you're
also
funnier
like
than Mike Feeney.
An identical peer between the three of
yes.
us.
Yes.
We don't hang out with anybody who we don't think is funny.
Yeah.
It would suck.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it does. It does.
It's very annoying to hang out with Justin Silver. We don't do it.
Now, listen. Justin is funny. Mike Feeney is funny. Just obviously, as we've determined, not as funny as Mike, and maybe
maybe
as
not
as
funny.
No, no, no. It's in their own heads, in their own worlds.
So listen, if I'm being honest now, I'm gonna start being honest now on the show that I'm not hooked up to the electrodes or whatever. I'm pretty happy I made it out of those first two unscathed. Anything else was.
Yeah, that one you can take. Yeah,
well, here's the other thing. Look, funnier than, like, I would understand thing like, no, I think Mike Feeney's hilarious.
I also look at it as, like, binary. Like, Mike is very funny. I also think I'm very funny. So, like, I don't know.
So the truth of that
is,
like, do you think you're genuinely funny or maybe not? I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I would answer that yes. But
look
me up right now. I'll tell you how I feel.
That's fucking
hey, let's fucking go over here.
Hook him up.
Hook him up.
The guy in the back, hook him
up.
We need Feeney.
Yeah.
We need Feeney.
I'll never be hooked up again. I lied.
What the fuck?
I will never face the question, are you funnier than Mike Feeney?
There you go. Yeah, Feeney's funnier than me. Next.
Yeah, Feeney, way funnier. Don't ask me anything about my past.
Let's keep it moving.
Don't dig into anything.
How far are we?
That's one of the control questions.
Oh, never mind. Good. That's between you and me.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you like to get fucking super high,
Boy.
Hey, Delta 8 Vampire, you can't sneak up on me like that.
Dude, I am stressed out. These lie detector tests, I don't know. Don't hook me up, man. I got a bunch of secrets.
Can I say something?
Can't vampires pass a lie detector test?
I just want to make sure with Bobby, I mean... I don't know if all of the ads can reference the lie detector test because we did like an hour of a show before the lie detector test.
I know, but put this one where it makes sense. You know, finagle it a bit. We announce early in the show we're doing lie detectors.
That is true, actually. You know
what? It doesn't matter where we're at in the show. Maybe we've done some. Maybe we haven't. Either way, the Delta 8 vampire. He's pretty nervous.
You're a little bit ticked. I can tell you're like on edge right now. You just jumped down my throat.
Dude, I'm freaked out. First of all, I found out my boy Lewis likes to walk around with soup in the summer. What a weirdo.
It's not that weird when soup is one of the only good things to eat on the boat. But
no.
It's not even a big deal.
Bullshit. You can make a great salad. Soft serve ice cream.
Well, if you're going to sit
those
here.
Those are three weird options to choose from.
Bro, you can put nacho cheese on any food.
Well, that's probably because you're super stoned off all the Delta 8 you're smoking.
Oh, man, I am wrecked. I'm going to make fucking ribs nachos. You know what that is, Dave? Ribs with nacho cheese.
Look, if you're over the age of 21 years old, you want to try really interesting creations like ribs nachos.
Yes.
Please.
Trademark. Trademark. Don't come looking for me.
Go to YoDelta.com. They have gummies and vapes that have Delta 8 in them. Delta 8 does get you high. It's legal in most states. I'm telling you right now, I exclusively smoke the Delta 8 vapes.
Dave.
Yes?
Soup in the summer on a cruise.
It's a little weird. I'll grant you that.
Almost borderline ridiculous, right?
It's just weird how you take the same side as Jay in every argument.
If this was the BC times when I started and became a vampire, I'd go right upside Christine's head for eating soup on a boat. But times are different now.
YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. Once again, that's YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS for 25% off.
Dave, it's it was Delta a different 8. Time, right? Remember? The greatest generation? When you could teach a woman a quote-unquote lesson?
I wish I was around.
Good time for vampiring, dude. You know what I mean?
All right, where were we? One more. All right, it's fine.
I'm thinking about sex with Bobby.
That's fucking wild. They're gonna do it.
I'm okay with that.
I'll save for Wednesday. Let's give away the auto blow real quick while they ask one more question. We'll do it by. Let's see.
So I tell you who doesn't need it? This guy right here. He stays getting pussy. I love this guy.
Yeah, blazer in the summer. I'm sure he does,
dude. Hot chicks, and he tells them he's not committing. I've seen it. The guy works. Dude, he's front row of a lot of shows downstairs, and he rules.
I've seen him before in the crowd as well. He's drinking martini.
Yeah.
You look
fucking.
You look like a villain, sir.
You look like you read at bars.
No, dude, this guy straight fucks your wife. He gets him at a bar alone. He goes, "Is your man not paying enough attention to you? No, does he not want to hear the long, boring story about your the stupid day?"
Sir,
I'll listen.
Sir, are you Edgar Allan Poe? Is that who you are? You look. Doesn't he look like a fuck?
He works in fashion, correct? Used to. He gave that shit up for heroin. But he still has the blazers.
Nice. He's cool, man. I like him.
Yeah, he's super cool, but he doesn't need an auto blow for sure.
Are you a fan of the podcast, or you just showed up here? Oh, you are? Oh, hell yeah, dude. All right. Sorry that I thought
you were
here
a bunch.
I didn't know if he was a fan of the podcast, or he was just a fan of comedy in general. Sir, who do you think should get this auto blow? What do you think?
That's good. Let him decide.
Yeah. You think I might need it?
Mm. Wow.
Damn! Hookups in a lie detector. Do you need an auto blow? Can you say for sure you don't need it?
I do kind of.
Because right. You love to come a lot.
First of all, can we...
Now, Lewis, I got your back here. Right. Sir, there are talentless open mic comedians for Lewis's auto blow.
Listen to me. Who are in need of podcasts.
There's comedians Lewis has to fuck a career into.
Number comedians.
He does not need an auto blow.
We are ready over here if you want to come back.
All right, we'll give away the auto blow after this.
Good luck, big guy.
We're ready?
Yes, we are
I'll
ready for
first.
Question one.
I'll ask first question.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Damn, I got to get back to it. Hang on.
All right, this is a curveball.
H. Foley.
Do you like chicken parmesan?
No,
don't do that.
You're messing up the machine.
What the fuck is wrong
as
with you,
as an entree,
dude?
Yes. As a sandwich, no.
I'm sorry.
I'm waiting.
I don't know what that is, dude. I don't even know what happens now, dude. I don't know what you're doing, dude.
That was planned.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, I didn't get a list of the rules ahead of time.
He's too good of a friend. He's just trying to fucking sabotage this test.
Bobby, should we wait for the next question?
There's some darkness in Foley, dude. What is Kevin trying to hold?
Do you think the weather was nice today?
Does Foley have no pulse in his fingers?
Bobby goes to take the thing off, the finger comes off.
It's back running. Can you ask the first question one more time?
Sorry.
Okay. I'll ask it now. H. Foley.
What?
Do you think you're funnier than Mike Feeney?
No, I don't.
Wow.
He's fine to have it come up a lie.
Wow.
That's a genius way to play it.
Yeah, that is a genius way to play it.
Yeah. Wow.
You idiots.
Just shitty friends.
You idiots just sandbagged them.
Fuck you, Foley. Yeah, you're talking to a master liar.
Am I second or you second, Dave?
Whatever you want.
You can
I'll
say
do
the second
banger.
One. It's fine. I'll
All
say.
Right.
Have you?
Hold on one more second.
Whoops, sorry.
Oops, doodle.
Okay, we're ready.
Foley.
What?
Have you ever had a gay thought about Kevin Ryan?
Yeah.
What?
Gay.
Now I'm definitely taking more fucking money.
I mean, it's such a vague question when you really think about it.
No, it's not
have
that
you
vague.
Ever had a gay thought?
Well, yeah. I thought about could I ever have sex with Kevin.
It's not vague.
All right, that's not
exactly
that vague.
Exactly what we were talking about.
All right, you know what?
It's nothing gay. I was thinking about fucking him.
I'm just mulling over the possibilities.
I really tried to help Foley out there, and he just went, no. It's about fucking him.
If it makes it less gay, I was the one on the bottom.
That's how dumb he is. He's like, nah. I was thinking about fucking him.
It would be for the $100 tier.
Yeah. Which is coming soon, Patreon.com.
Yeah, for 7,000 patrons, I'll do whatever you want.
Hey, while we're killing time, can I say have a round of applause for Josh Adam Myers, who's going to be with Justin Silver doing Himbo. Bonfire Presents Himbos.
Doing what?
Now, if you ask me if I've ever had sexual thoughts about Josh Adam Myers.
Me? Yes.
That's a goddamn yes.
Look at that body, dude. We're on the road a lot.
All right, Bobby, are we ready for the next one? All right, Foley.
What?
Do you think Are You Garbage is a funnier podcast than Legion of Skanks?
100%.
Let's go!
Boo!
Foley, we're going to have to fight our way out of here. Let's do it.
Just back-to-back John Woo style.
Just swinging.
Such a question
Tommy
to just
Pope,
create enemies for no reason. Boo! Don't let him out alive!
We need backup. Whose side are you on? That's what I want to know.
I clap for that.
Yeah, all right, there we go.
All right, well,
should have asked Cannon
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Brad.
That would have been a better question for Cannon.
That would have been good.
No, they're probably right. I mean, us in our prime, sure.
Oh, dude. Nobody's beating episode 20 through 160.
Yeah, that's but, you know, really found the groove.
From there, dude. I have to say, I used to be a fan of the program.
Well, thank you very much.
It's like liking The Simpsons when Conan was there.
You're kind of like, oh, yeah, I love Legion of Skanks. Go, you see the new episode? They make new episodes?
I thought they were in reruns.
Still doing that?
Still doing
I thought that was an archive thing.
No, you're good. Cannon's going to need his mic back. I don't know why you're whispering that. I'll
give it back to you in a minute.
Every episode from here on out is going to be mad weird.
I mean, who hasn't had sexual thoughts about their friends?
I mean...
Okay, fair enough.
I have not had sexual thoughts about...
Can I get that tequila and soda over here?
Cheer, Dave.
Okay, the results are in.
The results are in.
If you lied about that, I'm going to be so upset.
I just want to say one thing. Foley's heart rate in this thing was the highest I've ever seen anybody's heart rate in the entire thing. I'm sorry.
I told you, bro.
I'm sorry. It is off the charts.
He heard them turn the oven on.
Shit. Bobby, you don't know what you're dealing with.
Hair looks fucking sick the whole time, though.
Okay, so the first question was, do you think you're funnier than Mike Feeney? Foley said no, and the lie detector determined that was a lie.
Whoa!
Perfect.
That's
way to
a
play
real
it.
Political move.
Perfect
Wait,
way
I
to
said
play
I
it.
Said no though, right?
Yeah.
So you think you are?
Well, yeah. Hey, Mikey.
Well played. Well played.
Listen,
well
Mikey's played. A good kid. I don't know what to tell you.
That was well played.
That was very well played.
I can't believe. How did
that
I,
was
mean,
great.
I didn't think of it through
and by the way,
here.
Why are we dragging this kid through the mud? He's not even here.
Hey.
We've had so much fun.
For a second.
We've had so much fun dragging Feeney through the mud today.
Just for record, I hope if we why ask Mike Feeney, you think you're funnier than Mike, Kevin, and Foley?
Yeah, he'd
say
yes.
Yeah, of course.
Ask Mike. Should. If you're trying to get, you're trying to make it in this business, you don't think you're funnier than any of us here? That's crazy.
Okay, well, I'm the funniest person in the world.
You are the funniest person in the world, except for Big J.
I think you're all funnier than me.
At least on Pluto.
Stop it.
Stop it. You're not strapped into the lie detector test. You don't have to say these things anymore.
All right, Lewis, you stink.
I've hated you
for years. Ding, 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 ding. Heart rate's rising.
My heart rate drops.
He's calm as can be. Lewis, you stink.
You stink. I am zen.
He's actually legally dead at this moment.
All right, let's go, Dirtball.
Okay, so
what's
the last one, second one is, have you ever had a gay thought about Kevin? Your answer was yes, and the lie detector determined that was truthful.
He's a sexy guy.
Yo, tell your wife you got options, bro.
Yeah. It's either a hot German girl or a 400-pound guy.
Straighten up.
And the final question was, do you think AYG is funnier the podcast than LOS? Foley said yes, and a lie detector determined that was the truth.
Yeah!
Boo!
Suck it!
Boo! Suck fuck it. You guys!
Suck boo! It. You're all news losers!
Yeah. I'll see you in sweeps week, all right, pussies? Oh, pussies.
A bunch of veteran hacks.
Man, that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
I was so nervous 90% of that time.
No, I know, because that's the problem with all of us. We're like, you're not going to ask, like, real fuck my life up questions, are you?
I specifically said no gay questions.
No, that's not true. You said nothing sexual.
That covers gay.
The whole point of
sexuality.
That is gay.
You didn't ask me if I watch Bravo. What the fuck?
That's sexuality. That's not, you know, I didn't say, have you done anything gay with anybody?
Yeah. We were like,
no, you asked me that.
You didn't say not to.
That's fair.
You gave me no rules.
You really just accepted that. He goes, you didn't say not to. He goes, yeah, but that could have fucking been weird for me if it happened. He goes,
I've never done anything gay, but the guy who sucked my dick was.
You just got a blowjob. Mouth's a mouth, brah.
How do we give this out?
This auto blow? This I don't know. You said you were going to let the fashion guy.
The fashion guy. What do you?
I'd say you just.
He doesn't want the energy.
Do me a favor. Give it to Kevin, will you?
Let's just look around the room and give it to the first person we think is funnier than Mike Feeney.
I mean, in this room, I'd say throw a dart at this point.
I really wish he was here.
Man, me too.
How about this?
Feeney shows up now because he left the first time. He left his house the first time we asked someone.
How about whoever came from the farthest to be here can come the hardest from the auto blow? Thank you.
Okay.
There you go.
Good
Lewis.
Wording. Unnecessary wording.
Is anybody out of the country? Yep. Out of the country in the back?
Canada?
Canada. That's not that far.
What part of Canada? Oh, that's far.
Yeah, that's a hike.
That's far. That is fun.
Lewis is like, I'll take your word for it.
I only know because I've been there.
What other country are you
I've
from?
I've been to a French restaurant there.
What country are you from?
Thank you, Mikey.
I like
that. Chile.
But did he come here for the show? No, he's
we didn't ask whether you were cold, sir.
Yeah.
I'm not from Puerto Rico, you dickhead. From New Jersey. Wait,
did he just say where his lineage is from?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I come from Romanian royalty. So that's pretty far.
I'm Ashkenazi Jew.
Eastern Europe on my grandfather's side.
So Canada's pretty far, but hold on.
Well, they use it, though. There are a couple, right?
No.
She right away was like, nope.
That's this guy.
You traveled here with a guy who's not your boyfriend?
By the way, that's Nikki Champagne from the Contest on Real Ass Podcast. Hell yeah.
Is that he's just a friend? Is he gay?
Oh, you brought sucks. A guy.
Does he want to be?
Yeah. You brought a guy who's not your boyfriend, who's just a straight dude from another country here. He needs an auto blow.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
If you are gay, you can hit him on mic and he thinks he might do something
Come
with you,
it,
but
sir.
He
auto
won't.
Auto blow. Auto blow. Auto blow.
Wait. Are you guys sharing a hotel room?
Yeah.
Will you watch him use the auto
That's
blow?
Pretty fun.
Huh?
You won't even watch him use it?
That's
Who
not
cares?
Very friendly Canadian.
Come on.
Boo.
Watch this robot suck my dick, eh?
Come on. No, you won't watch him. Yeah! You let us know. We'll put her on Legion of Skanks court
thing,
if she doesn't watch you
robot,
whack off with that.
This is a robot / modem that will suck you dry.
Oh, will you work the iPhone to control it? She will do that,
right.
Dude.
Wow.
That's basically her sucking
blow.
Dick.
Auto blow.
Oh, bringing people together for 15 minutes. Auto blow, everybody.
Thank you very much.
By the way, just so you know, it's also a Wi-Fi modem. I swear to God, I don't know why.
If you need a wireless hotspot, that'll do it for you also.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Golden Ticket Contest. Oh, I was going to sell candy bars, I decided. I'm going to really do that.
Dude, that's a good idea.
On the subway for your basketball
Listen,
team?
Starting.
Well, they need jerseys for the championships.
Listen to me. Starting on
I could be out there robbing your home.
But instead,
I'm here on the subway. Trying to do the right thing, you know? Young single father.
He starts trying to break dance.
From Monday, August 20th.
I'll play a little trumpet.
Let me say this. From Monday, August 22nd until Monday.
You're looking at an empty calendar, by the way.
No, Monday, September 12th. There's going to be a 3-week period.
Lewis just has a note card that says vamp.
Let me read this.
Play me out, boys. Seriously, listen. From from August 22nd through September 12th, you can go to podcastmerch.com and you can buy your very own Lewis J. Gomez chocolate bar. And in that chocolate bar, there's going to be one golden ticket.
Should it be Legion of Skanks chocolate bar?
One
I don't like that.
Ticket.
You know what? I don't have faith in the quality of the chocolate, so I don't want to be a part of it.
Don't be a part of it, dude. But the chocolate's going to be delicious. It's Hershey's chocolate.
If it's Hershey's chocolate, then I'm in. Then I demand back in.
No, I mean this. For this
Hold
3 weeks.
What's all this chocolate talk?
You could settle with Jay and Foley out of court for a chocolate bar. So
one chocolate.
Give me one of them bars. Let me get a chance to sit up front.
One chocolate bar is going to have a golden ticket inside of it, and that golden ticket will.
Lewis has wanted to do this since 2017, by the way. This has been his
will
dream.
Allow you to skip the lines at Skankfest. You have all access passes, Thursday night show. It's a golden fucking ticket. It's a big deal, all right? And only one of these chocolate bar is going to have it inside
Come
of it.
With okay. me. You'll see.
I'm Luis Wonka Ramirez.
Pure imagination.
I mean, it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
I love that you're giving full access to somebody like crazy.
We're going to get there. We're going
to
check in. He's like, by the way, they're allowed in your hotel room. You're like, what the fuck?
I bet the shipping's going to cost more than the chocolate.
No, the chocolate bars.
We're taking a bath on these fucking chocolate bars.
No, the chocolate bars.
Are you
be...
cool if half your Skankfest pay is in chocolate bars?
I want this to be fine Hershey's chocolate in the shape of me in a fighting pose.
August 22nd through.
Shout out to Hershey's chocolate.
August 22nd through September 12th. You got to buy your chocolate bar at podcastmerch.com. And the golden ticket winner. We'll get all access passes with golden tickets, skipping the lines and everything at Skankfest. What an amazing treat.
Does that count for my special?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
They get to sit
line.
On stage during your special.
You get to get a microphone.
Guys, sorry, I guess before I start my hour, let me say here, this guy won a contest. Don't make it weird. He's going to laugh, I hope, at the parts he needs to.
Dude,
can you imagine having an immediate response of one person on stage next to you? You just say one punchline, he just goes like...
It's a little weak. Little
Wait, goes, I don't know. You probably could have took that for a longer wall. Huh?
I've heard it before.
Derivative.
Look at Foley trying to get free chocolate.
That's a
right
Brian
now.
Regan bit.
Can you make it a Reese's cup?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And then also the other golden ticket, the final golden ticket, because we have two more golden tickets to give away. What is it called?
I've never seen a guy make up so much stuff in the moment.
No,
before.
It's not made up in the moment.
No, this is big.
Skankfestgoldenticket@gmail.com is the email address to enter. And you have to send us a 1 minute to 90-second video showing your dick. And it has the littlest dick. It's a little dick competition. And the guy with the littlest dick that also can do some talent stuff with it will...
I'll take a mean? Chocolate bar now.
Yeah.
Well, like, is it so small you can, like, swing a machete in front of your legs and it won't, you're not worried?
Okay. Little light switch type.
Don't
thing.
Do the talent portion yet, though. It's going to be a three-step contest, though. We don't know
the third step.
We don't know yet. But we just want you to send us a 90-second video of you just saying, hey, dude, look at my little dick. This is why I deserve these tickets, and we're going to shame you. And
it should be ever who goes from the smallest to the biggest, whoever gets the hardest.
That might be the talent.
That's
the talent might be the difference in size.
The biggest grower.
Okay.
I could win that.
I feel confident in a grower.
Only if I'm in the room.
Only if I'm in the room.
I'd feel confident in my percentage growth in a grower contest.
Yeah, I'm all.
You did it.
On the lot, I'm not great.
How
but
small
you get
percentage
you?
Growth?
How small are you when you're not hard?
So small.
Yeah. Oh, brutal. Yeah.
Mine's not that small. When I'm
I took mushrooms yesterday, and it was just a head on balls.
Yeah, dude.
And it's so not that when it's hard.
Yeah.
Mine's an indoor cat, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, summer, I honestly, I wish I was a faller, but I'm a retractor.
Yeah.
That's what sucks.
Why, you got a nice piece?
No, mine doesn't. Mine doesn't retract. Mine's not nice, but it doesn't retract into my body.
Mine
like
retracts.
A,
mine does.
Yeah. A giant fat
yours
girl.
Does too? Sometimes, yeah. Especially if I'm playing sports.
No, you got a big fat dick.
No, I don't. Who said
you don't?
That?
I thought you had a big dick, dude.
I don't know. Just your energy,
dick.
Your
confidence.
Yeah, dude.
You're fucking,
fucking you're doing that for like making him show his big fat dick.
I bet Feeney has a huge dick. He's tall, skinny.
Can I tell you something? I thought that at Rage Against the Machine the other day. I mean, Feeney's rocking a fucking fat swinger.
By the way, no Feeney wasn't even there. Much. Jay was just watching Rage Against the Machine.
I was watching him dance. I was watching him dance to Rage Against the Machine. Now, what I heard was Dreamweaver, but
Zach De La Roca came out on stage. He was like, "I'm funnier than Mike Feeney." Just so everyone knows.
Also, cops kill black people. Let's do this.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, that is it, everybody. How about a fucking round of applause for all of our amazing fucking guests. Mike Cannon.
What a time.
Kevin Ryan.
Thank
Foley.
You so much. For
thank
us.
You guys so much for being here with us. Thank you for doing the lie detector.
Good time. I love you guys.
We'll catch you guys later this week on our Zoom episode. Until then, peace.
Peace.
Not gay.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cried for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.